News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, almost half of children are bullied and say they don't feel listened to by adults, according to a new report from the Ombudsman for Children's Office into the attitudes of children. Dr. Niall Muldoon is the Ombudsman for Children. He's with us now. Niall, good morning. Some pretty stark findings.
Good morning, Jonathan. Yeah, it is indeed. But again, it's important that we have it and we have a snapshot of where children are at this moment in time. I think there's been a lot of work done on bullying, and this survey Tomorrow Starts With Us is part of our 20th anniversary programme, and we'd over 1,000 children looking at it and filling it in for us, and we want to thank the schools for doing that. But the bullying one is a really, we thought we might be getting on top of it, but again, 47% of children are being bullied. But they also gave us solutions too, Jonathan, which is great that they feel that the teachers can get involved a little bit more, but they also need help from adult interventions, and really there's a sense that we need to be teaching, and again, the kids are very smart in this way. We need to be teaching empathy more. We need to be teaching equality. We need to be teaching the fact that people are all equal, regardless of their level of authority, and that people need to be treated with respect. So again, that's
a lot of that, Niall Muldoon, wasn't taught to, with due respect, our generation. That those were not principles that we would have heard. So therefore, is it harder for adults to relate to that? And is perhaps that's a reason why children feel they aren't being listened to?
Well, you could be correct. I mean, again, we were literally told authority are the ones in charge, no matter what, whether they're right or wrong, if they're the teacher or whoever the person in authority is. But we've come a long way since then. I think education has come a long way. They have a Kinaltis action plan for bullying in schools, and they're moving towards that. But again, we can do more. And I think that's the crucial part here, is that children are saying, allow us to be equal, acknowledge we're equal, deal with it when it happens, don't ignore it, and be stronger on it.
Yeah.
But there's also lots of positives in it as well.
There are positives. 71% of children said they believe Ireland is a good country to reach their potential in, but 36% say they face discrimination. That's a remarkably high figure.
Yeah, I mean, discrimination 36% and racism is 15%. So, yeah, again, it's good to know that that's happening now. We've got that information. We need to work with it and move with it. And again, the children have the same solution. They say, we all need to be seen as equal. We need to be exposed to each other. We need to be educated together. We need to educate each other about each other's culture. So, again, I think this is where we do have to catch up within the system, is that we have children from all over the world now. And probably every country is represented in Ireland. And we need to recognise that within the way we tell our story, the way the curriculum is set up, the history that's in it. Those sort of things help people to have empathy for each other. And children are saying that that's the way forward.
One of the takes of the newspapers this morning is a conversation they had with you about domestic abusers should be removed from their homes on foot of allegations of violence. How important is that? But how do you also make sure that innocent people who are caught up, who are accused of domestic abuse, who haven't done it, don't end up being removed from their children?
Yeah, again, this is an idea I've been mooting for a number of years, because when there's an allegation of child sexual abuse, somebody is asked, the person who's alleged is asked to leave the home, just for everybody's protection and to ensure there's no other further allegations either. And I'm just curious as to why that isn't happening within the domestic violence situation. I'm not without prejudice. It all happens without prejudice. And I think that it's worth exploring, because what's happened up to now is we've been treating domestic violence as an adult versus adult. We now know that there's thousands, tens of thousands of children suffering domestic violence. And what happens is the mother usually leaves the home with two or three children and ends up in one small little refuge room, maybe 50 miles away from the home, away from the schools, away from the grandparents, away from supports that they need for their children. The children are suffering enormously. And if we put a children's rights lens on this, we need to think of it differently, so that perhaps only one person leaving the home might be a less traumatic event for everybody.
But what happens? What happens? I mean, you say it's without prejudice, but it can have a traumatic impact. And there are obviously cases where this should and could be justified. But where it can't be, it could potentially cause more harm than good. Should we not leave the courts to decide this?
Of course, but I mean, that's what I'm saying, is we need to explore it. We need to look at all options here to try and limit the impact of domestic violence. And if it can be, if it's worked in some other circumstances, is there a possibility it could work in this circumstances? We can't ignore that and try it just because it could be difficult. We have to, it has to be fair for everybody. Let's explore it. And my understanding is that the Department of Justice are looking at all the options. But again, for the first, from my point of view, we're putting children first here and saying, what other options have we not looked at in order to prevent children having to suffer additional trauma as it was after domestic violence?
Okay, we leave it there for now. Niall Muldoon, who is the Ombudsman for Children, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.